Bienvenidos. Bienvenidos a los podcasts de TrainLang. Vas a poder aprender inglés con episodios diseñados con personas ocupadas como tú. Vas a avanzar rápidamente y dominar el idioma en solo unos minutos al día. Nuestras clases con método único tienen las mejores reseñas de academias en Google. Tienes que probarlas gratis. Tu futuro está a un solo podcast de distancia. Welcome, Matthew.
Hey, Aline. Oh, nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Can you see, can you hear the beautiful voice I have?
Aline.
I just wanted to have a beautiful voice as beautiful as yours. But I think I failed.
Your voice is always more beautiful than mine. I can't compete with you. That no beautiful way. No French way, accent, Aline. No, oh, there's no contest. No contest.
You are the voice in TrainLang, you know that.
Well, you've got to tell the listeners why you have this voice. What happened?
Because I travel to Shanghai.
Whoa! Wait a minute. Just repeat that.
I had the beautiful, most beautiful holidays. We decided to travel to Shanghai, but the aircon everywhere because it's very hot there, and the jet lag that reduced my immune system killed my voice.
Oh man. I know you brought me back a present, I know, but at the end of the podcast you can tell me what it is, okay?
Okay, I will. let's start this beautiful podcast. It's very interesting, by the way, because the episode of today is I think it's super exciting. We're going to talk about gadgets, electronic devices, can you believe it? That used to be part of sci-fi movies, but now they are part of our daily lives. Matthew, have you ever felt like you're living in a futuristic movie?
All the time, Aline, all the time. Wow. For example, I got a smartwatch recently. I didn't think I was going to get one, but then, to be honest, a friend got one and I thought, oh, I want one. And it's really cool because it does so many things. Like it counts my steps. I mean, when you're doing a podcast, you don't do many steps, but it's pretty good when I'm out and about. And you can take calls. The best thing, Aline, and I recommend this for you, you can read your messages. So if you get a message from someone that you don't want to answer, but you want to know, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I just read. Oh, okay.
That's super nice. I have a friend. She works in a shop. And then, of course, she cannot pick her phone. She cannot. And that smartwatch, made it possible for her to see if there was an emergency or something. So right. It's really super clever.
Yeah. It's really useful. I'm sure you must have seen plenty of gadgets in Shanghai. You've got to include some of these in the podcast today. Oh,
this country is a gadgets paradise. Seriously, I think there is nothing like that country. You know, we are very happy about Amazon. Well, they have something called Taobao there, where you can buy anything and you have it the day after. Whoa. But it's like with the prices of AliExpress, which I don't want to do some advertisement, but I mean, there is no limitations to what you can obtain in Shanghai, in China. Anyway, let's continue. Okay. You know what's even crazier than your smartwatch is the wireless earbuds that have noise cancellation. So you can pretend that you're in your own little world while commuting. But here's a question for you, Matthew. What's one gadget you use every day that feels the most futuristic?
Ooh, Aline, that's a good question. The one gadget that feels the most futuristic. Well, I guess it has to be Alexa. Oh, yeah.
She's hearing you. She's going to start. She is. She's just going to start.
Turn on Aline's light. Oh.
You're dangerous, Matthew.
I mean, it's just like having a personal robot, no, who does whatever you want. I love it.
I agree. And what about VR? Have you tried using a VR headset? You can be in your living room, but feel like you're walking on Mars.
Well, Aline, yeah. So according to the dialogue, yes, I have tried one. I'm sure you must have. I'm sure you've tried them. Huh? Okay, so let me tell you, it feels like you're in a different world. You know, you're living in a time where sci-fi has become reality, and it just mixes in with everyday life. It's crazy. And we don't even realize it.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, it reminds me of when we used to watch movies with touchscreen tablets and thought, that's impossible. Now look, we use them every day.
So listen, while Aline has a little drink, because you've got to look after that voice, Aline, I'm going to just give you guys, the listeners, a quick reminder. So if you're enjoying the episode, and I hope you are, please don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, yeah? Do that, please, because there's loads of exciting episodes where you can practice your English. You can do that while you're learning about interesting things like cultural topics or maybe holidays to Shanghai. I don't know. There's plenty to talk about. And if you want to learn another language, I mean, why not go out there and try Japanese, for example? Aline, you must have spoken some Chinese, I think, in Shanghai.
Yes, and I came back willing to learn Chinese. So right. I've definitely thought of going to Hanyu Chinese school and enjoy those classes.
That's
seriously,
it.
I'm serious.
Look at that. So you could join Aline in Chinese classes. And even if your level is zero, like me.
Like mine.
We can still have fun learning the language together. Very good.
Well, that's amazing. All right, let's continue. Thank you for giving me that time to drink, Matthew. Let's dive deeper into some of the most iconic gadgets that went from science fiction to reality. First up, I can see you're ready. Let's talk about the smartwatch. Matthew, did you know that the idea of the smartwatch first appeared in 1960 in Star Trek?
Man, crazy, Aline, huh? Dear me. Well, Captain Kirk had a communicator back in 1960, and it looks a lot like the smartwatches of today. Huh? And I suppose the smartwatches we have today, the Apple and the Samsung Galaxy Watch, they do more than the communicator that Captain Kirk had back then, no? These smartwatches today, they can do everything from monitor your health, even pay. Although I have to be honest with you, Aline, yeah, because I've got a smartwatch and I tried to pay in Mercadona with my smartwatch. And you have to kind of move your arm, like you have to dislocate your arm to get it close. So I don't know how, you know.
I felt so embarrassed.
Oh, I felt like an idiot, you know. And the girl was like, what's this guy doing? You know, what a joker. Oh, anyway.
Oh, you need to ask some experts about it, but I'm sure it must be pretty easy.
Who can I ask? I mean, who in Trainlang would know? Which one of the teachers?
I'm pretty sure, yes, Jonah must have one. Jonathan has one, I'm sure.
Okay. I'll have to ask him. I'll have to ask
him. Maybe Santi as well. You know, he's so modern. Anyway, talking about paying with your smartwatch, let me sidetrack here, because in Shanghai, you know, I haven't seen one bill. I haven't seen a note. Sorry, wow. I want to say. No money. Everything was with the smartphone.
Wow, look at that.
That is only 3 cents. It doesn't matter. You pay with your smartphone. Or if you go to the restaurant, it's with your smartphone. If you enter the metro, it's with your smartphone. Everything is like, as you describe it, pain.
So what if you want to, in the restaurant, if you want to give a tip, if you want to tip in the restaurant?
Well, first of all, we were advised not to give tips because they see it as an offense. Like, what? It's like, do you think I'm not well paid or paid enough?
Okay.
So it's not a habit to give tips, but you can, for example, you know, DD is like the Uber drivers. So you have an option to add a little tip on your phone in the application. So I guess the same happens with with the restaurants.
Okay, okay.
It's very interesting. It's another universe, I can tell you. But let me stop sidetracking and go back to our science fiction, sci-fi inspirations. Have you heard about the new Apple Vision Pro, Matthew? It's a VR headset that combines virtual and augmented reality. It's something like about what was going on in the Ready Player One movie.
I watched that. I remember I liked it because, I don't know, have you seen this movie, Aileen?
I haven't. I'm sorry.
You have to watch it. Because I think, if I remember correct, anyway, the listeners will maybe you can leave a comment if I'm wrong on this. But I think the soundtrack is from the 80s. Got some really good music in the movie, yeah? But it combines with like super modern kind of sci-fi gadgets. Yeah, you're right. He had that headset, no? I would love to have a go on one of those. No, you can do all sorts. You can explore different worlds. You can play games. Man, fantastic. It's limitless. I guess like it's the ultimate combination of entertainment and work.
Seriously, now I feel like watching the movie in the first place and having one of those VR headsets. Seriously. We need to work harder, Matthew, to buy
one. I think we've got to speak to the bosses at Trainline because we could, we could use these for teaching. It's going to be an investment, you know.
I think exactly. We should. Exactly, that's a good offer. Say, look, I'm going to be a much better teacher with a VR headset. Now, another interesting gadget we can talk about is the voice assistant. Now, remember HAL 9000 from 2001, A Space Odyssey?
Yeah.
It was this super intelligent computer that could talk, listen, and even control things around the spaceship. Sounds familiar, right?
Sounds like my favorite gadget, Alexa. Yeah, no. I got to be honest, I don't think I've seen that film. I know it's a classic, no? 2001. Space Odyssey, but I don't think I've seen it. But anyway, there you go. I do have an Alexa, and really cool. I mean, there's always a little worry, no, Aileen, that I don't. Do you guys? You have an Alexa as well, yeah?
Of course, I can't live without her.
But like, is she listening to everything? I mean, is there somebody listening all the time? So
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised. But I think they can get very bored if they listen to everything we do, because I don't think we say many. I mean, I don't know. They are looking for some information to sell something to us, they are going to be pretty disappointed, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. Okay. Well, yeah, so that's very similar to the computer from that movie. Yeah? And you know what? Alexa or those Google assistants, they can be useful for learning languages.
They can.
Yeah, you can practice language. The Alexa we've got here, she responds to Spanish and English. So I can practice although sometimes my pronunciation, I think she's struggling with my Spanish. She's like, so yeah.
Our Alexa responds to English and French.
Oh, wow. I think you've got the higher version than me. No, I just got the basic.
I have a very good one. It's a screen. You know, Alexa has a screen.
Oh man, I don't have the screen. Oh.
Oh, Matthew. It's super nice. The only problem is if anyone comes and speaks Spanish to Alexa, she doesn't reply and then think, "Oh, Alexa is broken." That's really nice. Well, let's not forget about one of the most famous gadgets, the lightsaber from Star Wars. Okay, we don't have real lightsabers yet, but did you know there's a company that makes light swords for training and choreography? It's called Saber Forge.
Well done.
People even have lightsaber duels. Just like in the movies, would you like to try one of them?
Yeah, I would. I got to be honest, I would. I like Star Wars, you know, and yeah.
Can you make a noise? Can you make the noise? Come on, try it with
your noise of the lightsaber. Oh, please. Man. I don't think I can, Alina. That's like a, I don't, oh, you got me here,
you have,
Alina.
You have the mic. You have the mic. You just need to get very close and start.
Look at that. Yeah. I didn't know you were such a Star Wars fan. Oh.
Well, I used to like, when I was a child, I really loved it. But I like, you know, the first episodes. I think I got lost with so many episodes now.
Yeah, the first ones were the best, I think, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We always say the same thing, but I would say that.
Well, the idea of learning to fight like a Jedi, that sounds incredible. I wouldn't mind some lessons from yoga or Yoda. Holograms. We used to see them only in the movies, no? Like in Star Wars. I think there was like a few scenes where there was messages delivered, no, from Obi-Wan as a hologram. Yeah. And Princess Leia sent a message through R2-D2 one time, no? But now we have hologram technology, so you can see 3D images floating in midair.
Although, yes.
I don't know whether 3D is as popular as it was very popular a few years ago, no? But I don't know whether it's still...
I don't think it's as popular as it used to be, you're right. No. And as well as you say, you know, the hologram is used for everything, from concerts to business meetings. There's even a museum in Los Angeles that lets you interact with holograms of famous people from history. It's like talking to someone from the past. That's amazing.
That's incredible. So, Aline, who would you talk to? If you went to the museum, who would you speak to?
Wow, that's a very complicated question. Maybe I would like to talk to Michael Jackson.
Hey, okay.
I thought of him because he's one of those who use holograms, I think. And I would like to ask him a few questions. Really, I liked his music very much.
Okay. Man, I'm learning so much about you in this pod. you like Star Wars. You can do the sound of a lightsaber with a mic. And you listen to Michael Jackson, Aline. So listeners, you've got to take a class with Aline. I mean, it's going to be incredible. Wow.
That's very funny anyway.
Well, you know what? Speaking about futuristic technology, let's go on to, I think, the best TV series ever. Aline, you've got to tell us the name of this in Spanish.
Oh, El Coche Fantástico.
El Coche Fantástico. Oh, man.
So how do you call it in English?
In English, it's Knight Rider. Knight Rider. With David Hasselhoff.
It's not the night. But it's not the night like night and day. What is it, Knight Rider?
Right. Yeah, yeah. It's night with a K, as in Caballero, no?
Wow.
But I mean, I don't know. Listeners, you can't see the picture unless you're watching us live on YouTube. But look at David Hasselhoff, Aline. I mean, what a guy.
Well, he's a little bit out of fashion for my taste right now. Look at this shirt that is open like a gangster. I really don't like the chest.
Big hairy chest. Oh.
Oh, no. Please, we need a new version of Michael.
Well, I think the thing with the show was the car. No, Kit was the car called Kit in Spanish? I guess it must have been.
Yes.
Kit. Okay. Yes, it was. And it could drive itself. It could talk. It interacted with Michael. I mean, I suppose today Tesla would be like the equivalent, no, of El Coche Fantástico.
That's right, Matthew. And how about delivery robots? Remember Wall-E, the little robot from Pixar's movie? While Wall-E was collecting trash, today's delivery robots are delivering groceries, food, and packages right to our doors. And believe it or not, I saw them in Shanghai.
I was going to ask you, did you see any of these in China?
Of course, in the very restaurant, they're the one delivering the food.
Really?
It's amazing. It's just incredible how similar they are to what we saw in the movies many years ago. Wow. But now they're normal. It's like they're part of our lives.
Crazy, crazy, amazing. Well, I mean, I think on that note, we have to say, Aline, that technology is incredible. No? It's amazing. And things that when we were kids watching in the films, we thought was impossible in the future is now reality and part of our daily lives. So, yeah, I think it's given us plenty of good vocabulary to talk about.
That's exactly what I was thinking. It's like, well, let's review a few words that maybe were new for our listeners. You know, we had a smartwatch. Yeah. Everybody knows what it is. I don't think we need to explain. The VR headset as well is what we want to buy and ask Trainland owner to give us, Matthew.
Yeah, yeah, definitely voice going to ask.
Yeah. Voice assistant and your favorite, number four. What is it?
The hologram, Aline, from Star Wars, of course. Okay, listen, okay. I know our time is almost done, but I've got a fun fact for you, Aline. Are you ready for this?
Come on, tell me. I can't wait.
Here we go. Okay, here we go. I hope you're sitting down, huh? So, did you know that the inventor of the cell phone, I got to speak to Santi because it's mobile phone, oh, in British English, not cell phone. Anyway, there we go, Santi. Did you know that the inventor of the cell phone, Martin Cooper, was inspired by the communicator from Star Trek? He thought if they could do it in the future, why not make it happen now?
That's a very good fun fact. And in reality, I think that's what motivates many creators, many inventors, yeah, to have it now. Well, that's all for today's episode. I think we enjoyed it a lot. We hope you also enjoyed it. We had a journey from sci-fi to reality. And if you want to keep learning about interesting topics while improving your English, make sure to subscribe to our podcast, please. You can find us on all major platforms.
Yeah, very good. And don't forget to check out trainlang.com, www.trainlang.com. You can learn English with real teachers, great teachers like Aline.
Like you.
Join our community. There's lots to do there. Aline, quickly tell the listeners your favorite thing about the webpage at the moment. What do you like? What are you using?
When you do your web classes, your webmaster classes, I love it. Seriously, I'm a fan of the way you do it.
You got to connect, join in. They're great fun, and it will help you to reach your goals faster.
Yeah, plus if you're interested in other languages like I am with Chinese, but you can also go for Japanese. You have Japanese and Chinese podcasts from zero. You'll be speaking like a pro in no time.
So thanks for joining us today, everybody. Remember, the future is now. And learning the new language is the best way to prepare for it. Man, we've got to speak to Santi about these scripts. I don't know where he's getting this from.
Let me go back to Spanish to say goodbye. Esperamos que este episodio os haya proporcionado una visión detallada de cómo hablar sobre las compras en inglés y aprovechar los devices. Y así podrán hablar del futuro de la ciencia ficción en inglés. Y os hemos dado ganas de aprender más inglés con temas muy de actualidad. No os perdáis los nuevos episodios que tenemos preparados para vosotros y os esperamos allí.
Nos vemos.
Bye bye. Thank you.
See you later.